to the podcast. Raising Kids on Your Knees is a ministry dedicated to equipping you to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by not only offering you a free prayer sheet every week for your kids, but providing you with devotions that go along with those prayer sheets. Each morning, you will receive a devotion in your email that goes with the verse you are praying for your kids that day. Each devotion includes something to ponder, something to step up your spiritual parenting, and something to pray for that day. I will leave a link in the show notes for you to subscribe to the Prayer Tribe. As the foundation of the world on which we stand becomes shakier, the more critical it is that we shore up the foundation of our faith. But not just any faith, a courageous faith that is victorious over all the circumstances we are going through, or we will go through. Faith is having confidence in what you can see with your human eyes. It is trusting in the promises of God and His Word, knowing that what He says He will do, He will do. Faith is the connecting power into the spiritual realm, which links us with God and makes Him more tangible to our senses. Without faith, we will never be able to please God and walk out His plan and purpose for our life. Faith is what makes God real in your life. How do we come by this kind of faith? First, we must remember that faith is not a feeling. It's a choice of our will to believe that what the Bible says is true. If you are wavering in your faith, check how much of your Bible you honestly believe and how much time you're spending in it on a daily basis. Hebrews 11 is the famous faith chapter of the Bible. Looking at those people who made the Faith Hall of Fame and thinking that they were any different than us is simply not accurate. Each one of those people listed in the chapter were people just like us who made the choice to believe that what God said was the absolute truth. Each one was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what He promised He would do. Are you fully persuaded that God has the power to do what He says He will do in your life? Here are a few things that may be standing in the way of your faith in God: an absence of the Word of God in your life, a wrong motivation, and a wrong source of knowledge that comes from your flesh. Your mind can stand in the way, and so can your emotions. A slacking prayer life or a choice to not be engaged with the body of Christ through church attendance or maybe a small group will greatly impact your faith negatively. Look, I get it. I know that attending church from the comfort of your home is very convenient, but I want to strongly encourage you, get up and go to church and be physically there as part of the body of Christ. Every time we make the choice to show up, our faith increases. There's no room for your flesh and your emotions in a walk of faith. We are also living in a postmodern culture that has an attitude of skepticism, a lack of trust, and that values identity over truth. There are no longer any absolutes. To assess your faith level, it is absolutely necessary to be honest and evaluate how the culture has influenced your thought processes. It's so very easy to drink the Kool-Aid, as I say, and to get off in the weeds. Here are five ways we can assess our faith level and step up our spiritual parenting this week as you pray for your kids. First, let's look at what the Bible has to say about faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." To become a child of God, God gives us the gift of faith. Otherwise, we would be able to boast that it's our choice. Once you become a follower of Jesus, it is up to you to maintain that faith. Maintaining your faith is a lot like a fire that needs attention. Otherwise, it goes out. Maintaining your faith comes from hearing, but not just hearing anything. It comes from hearing the Word of God. If you find yourself lacking in the faith department, increase your time spent in the Word. There is a direct correlation between hearing the Word of God and strong faith. Those that you see who have a strong faith have spent a lot of time in the Word and living it out. The first question to ask yourself is, am I consistently spending time in the Word of God? Second, for us to have faith, we must always heed what Hebrews 11:6 says. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. The first question I must ask myself when I read this verse is, who do I really want to please? We all know the right answer. It's I want to please God. But when you get to the end of the day, who is it that you've spent the whole day trying to please? There are times when pleasing God will mean you will not please others. Are you willing to take that chance? If not, whomever you are striving to please has become an idol in your life. Faith is the prerequisite to pleasing God. Without it, it is impossible to please Him. Why? Because it takes faith to believe that God exists. It also takes faith to believe that He will reward you when you sincerely seek after Him. Faith is also the only thing that will allow you to please God when it may make others unhappy. Third, having your eyes focused, like 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, is absolutely essential. Here's what that verse says. We live by faith and not by sight. Have you ever played a blindfold game where you had to trust someone to get you from point A to point B? You had to believe that that person leading you was trustworthy because you couldn't see where you were going. It took faith on your part to believe they would get you there safely. It's the same with God. We are not going to be able to see with our human eyes where He's taking us and how we are going to get there. We must believe by faith He will get us to the destination He has planned for us. Do you trust that God has saved you from your sins and that you are going to go to heaven when you die? If you can trust Him with your eternal life, trusting Him with your temporary life here on earth should be just that much easier. Fourth, look with me at 1 Corinthians 2:5. It says, I did this so that you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Human wisdom will trip you up every single time. The knowledge and wisdom that we have is limited to our futile ways of thinking. God says that His foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom. Yet we all tend to think we know more than God a lot of the times. Leaning on what we think we know is a surefire way to miss out on the power of God. God loves to show us His power and strength, and we love to see it, but the only problem is changing the way we think about our own wisdom. It will require faith on your part to start trusting God's wisdom. As you begin to think less of your wisdom and faithfully trust in God's wisdom, you will begin to see the power of God at work in your life in ways that you have never seen Him before. And lastly, as I wrap this up, I want to look at the difference between acts of service and deeds of faith. James 2:26 says this, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Before you became a believer of Jesus and following Him, you were physically alive but spiritually dead. And when you chose to follow Jesus and put your trust in Him to save you from your sin, the Holy Spirit took up residence in your life. If we say we have faith in Jesus yet do not walk in that faith, it is as good as dead. There is no life in your faith. What are the deeds of faith exactly? Trusting God, repentance, hope, and commitment, to name several. I bet you thought I was going to give you a different list that looks something like this: helping others, going to church and Sunday school, and kindness, and all the things. Add in whatever else you thought were deeds of faith. Is it possible you've been confusing acts of service with deeds of faith? Faith is what makes God real in our lives. Faith is being fully persuaded that God has the power to do what He has promised. Faith, at the end of the day, is all about how you see God. How you see God and walk in obedience to Him are the deeds of faith. And that is courageous faith. It is very easy to think that because we are serving Christ, we have faith. Service to Christ and faith are two very different things. Here are your five tips to step up your spiritual parenting this week. Number one, spending consistent everyday time in the Bible is key to growing your faith. Make Bible reading a regular thing for your family. Number two, choose to please God over others and teach your children what it means to be a God pleaser rather than a people pleaser. Number three, choose to trust God even when you can't see where He's leading. And as your children come to those uncertain times in their lives, walk alongside them and help them to trust God too. Number four, teach your kids to lean on God's wisdom over their own wisdom. And number five, help your children to understand what deeds of faith and service are and that they are two very different things. I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to listen in. Is there someone you think might benefit from hearing about faith this week? Why not forward them the link to this podcast so they can be encouraged too? Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friend. I lift them up to you. Lord, I pray that they would walk in faith, that they would be strengthened in their faith by reading the word and praying and really pursuing a very intimate relationship with you on a daily basis. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.